take a look at these numbers and talk a little bit about the upcoming reports for the month of August from USDA. Those would be the crop production and quantity figures. Is Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities and stepping in this morning for Kurt Kimmel, who's out of the office. Thanks, Pete, for doing that. We do appreciate it. Tell me about the overnight trade and what happened since Friday of last week.
Well, we've had corn down as much as 6. Industry looks at weather forecasts of good weather continuing, and they think that's going to make better crops. They're also looking at worries about China's economic news being worse, and that means less stuff bought by them in the world. So those two things help pushing things lower. We're only down 2 to 3 now after being down 6. Beans were down as much as 13 in new crop. They're back to only down 5 at 9.35 1/4, 9 off their low. And we have the nearby's down 3.5 only, 6 off their low. So we have been lower on good weather forecasts and worries about who's going to buy it in the rest of the world economic-wise.
The lead option corn futures last week lost 21.5 cents. They lost, 54.75, I think, off the July high. So it's been a pretty rough ride in the month of July as the trade has gotten more at ease, I suppose, with the size of the crop west of the Mississippi River. It's still a balancing act. Has the trade dismissed too much of what's been happening in the east at this point, do you think?
Well, once you run corn, it's hard for corn to come back, and I think the trade thinks better weather will make a lot of corn better. It will where we have good corn, but where the corn has been damaged, it might keep it from going further downhill. But once you have corn that's only going to make 50 bushel, good weather isn't going to make it make more than that. And I think the trade sometimes in wet years doesn't realize that until we put the combine in the field.
And neither does USDA catch it, I don't think, if history tells us anything from some of those August reports. Is that right?
I would agree with you. They might change that report next week a little bit on yield and a little bit otherwise, but they just, on a wet year, don't recognize that damage that's been done doesn't get cured by good weather in August.
So there's going to be some important things that come from the USDA report, the WASD figures, the crop production numbers, but I'm wondering whether it's the acreage figures that most will look at. There is an update scheduled, at least for the soybean side, out of Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. There may be some other figures that are ramped through that USDA report. And then the FSA numbers begin to come out, where we get a much better tally as to what farmers have been reporting to the Farm Service Agency. This is going to take a while, I suppose, to work its way through the marketplace.
I think that will take a while. And the thing that we really none of us know about is what about usage numbers? What are they doing? And how long will it be before it's recognized about China not buying as much, or Europeans, due to the economic crisis there, slowing down what they were using? And usage worldwide looks like it has slowed down. And our prices here are not competitive with the prices out of South America, where they have plenty available of corn, beans, and wheat.
Last week was driven in part by weather, but also, as you mentioned, just the nation of China, some of the economic woes that they've been suffering. Gold futures starting a large part of that as it dropped below $1,100 last week. Are the outside markets still playing a large role, do you think, for this week in the grain and oilseed commodities?
Well, the dollar is way up there, and that helps make our grain not as available due to price. I think that's also one of the big things they look at besides the world economic news.
When the farmers call you, what have they been asking in the last several days?
What kind of yields are you going to have there? I was in Minnesota over the weekend, and they have excellent crops there. I don't know how record they will be, but in this area we have people walking fields, bringing back in ears that don't look like 180 to 220. They look more like 150 to 160.
Mm-hmm. And did you get out and take a look in Minnesota, or just drive by?
I did mostly drive by, but I did get into one friend's fields, and they are excellent. They're very happy with their yields, but I don't, you know, to them, 200 to 210 is a really good yield. What did we have here in this area last year? I don't think they're close to those numbers.
Anything from the livestock side that you've been watching closely over the past week or so?
Well, at the end of last week, we were talking about being lower in livestock, and here we are. We have feeders up $2.30, and we have August cattle up $1.80. And I think they're missing out that we do have more tonnage, but people are buying more, and the supply is tight.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with us for the day.
Have a great one.
You too. That, of course, is Pete Manhart. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.